You're listening to Health Radio. Health Radio. It's time for sound information about your health with Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole. It's To Your Good Health, brought to you by Choose for Health, the natural, chewable dietary supplement everybody's talking about. Here are your hosts, Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
Our next guest brings 25 years experience as a respected energy healer, teacher, and speaker. She's a registered polarity practitioner and educator. As a certified wellness educator, she helps her clients find clarity, movement, healing, and peace of mind for the body, the heart, and the soul. She offers a unique approach of combining Eastern and Western exercise and stress reduction. Joining us to talk about her latest book, Clarity, Wisdom, and Harmony, Simple and Concise Tools for Living. Welcome to the show, Cheyenne Meese. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Welcome, Cheyenne.
Hi, it's great to be on today. Thank you.
Oh, it's great. I enjoyed reading your book, and I appreciate it being something I could read in one sitting, where some of these people send me 400 pages, and it's like, I'm never going to get through it before the show. But yours, I did read. I enjoyed it, and congratulations. One thing I'd love for you to share is the task of writing your own obituary, how it changed your life. That's an interesting concept. How did that become a defining moment for you?
Well, I started out in my polarity training. That was one of the exercises that we had to do, and I found it to be kind of disturbing and uncomfortable, and I was like, why would you want to do that? Mm-hmm. And then going through the process was really very, very opening. I think that's a good word for me. It really opened me up, and it made me step back and really take a look at my life. And I thought, well, if I died today, what would my obituary say? And is that what I want it to say? Is that really the legacy I want to leave behind? And it was a way of even stepping more into my power and making choices that were supportive for me. And, you know, how do I want to be remembered? Do I want to make the best out of something or the worst out of something?
Right. What I like about it is you said, and if you read your obituary that you wrote and it doesn't reflect what you want to be, the way you wish to live and hope to be remembered, you still have a chance to make it all happen. That was profound.
Absolutely.
That's the profoundness. You know, and, you know, I think people should do that. Write your obituary. And, you know, if you're dealing with things that you see there that go, wow, I wanted to do so much more, make it all happen. Now, you recommend to your readers to write a list of their regrets, which kind of goes, I guess, in the same mannerism. Why is that important? Why do you recommend tapping into the regrets in life?
I think you can learn from them. I always think hindsight is 20/20. So, you know, if there's something I look back and I regret it, I'm likely to not repeat it if I take a moment and pause and really reflect on it.
That makes sense. You know, I believe the reason people don't accomplish things in their life, and I believe the reason that people are stressed, one of them, at least my opinion, is they become prisoners of routines. And I'll share with you what I did one year. I like the obituary idea, but this is something maybe some people can jump with. I vowed to do something different every day. Didn't have to be major. For example, I drove to work the same way each day. I took a different road one day. I always slept on the right side of the bed. Hey, one night I moved to the left. For 365 days, I just did something new, tiny, but you know what it did? It made me look forward to waking up each day because it was a new experience.
That's great. I've not heard of anyone doing that for 365 days. Congratulations to you. Towards the end of the book, I have a chapter called Just That Simple. And it's kind of on those lines where I suggest that you do one thing, one thing every day for 30 days, and that it will change your life.
And it becomes a habit.
And then it does. So they sort of go hand in hand, that one thing could be doing something new every day. I love that.
Right. I love that statement. If you do what you always did, you'll get what you always got.
Oh,
and I love that because it's so true. I mean, just shake it up a little bit. Just do something mm-hmm. different. And it's so routine. If you go to the same restaurant every day, go somewhere different just once. You're not used to it. Shake the routine loose and watch what happens. Now, you share something, the difference between happiness and joy in your book. How do those differ?
Well, in my experience, happiness is something that can be bought or is played off of someone else's happiness. So I mentioned in the book, you know, we can be happy when we get that promotion or we finish college or we go on a vacation or we buy that new pair of shoes or we spend time with someone. So when you don't have that, then a lot of times people aren't happy. I'm not happy because I didn't get my promotion. I didn't do this. Where joy, I believe, is something that comes from within. And right. To be joyful is not produced by getting something. I think happiness has to do with being attached to an outcome, and joy has to do with intention and the right. way you live your life.
I think happiness would be short-term, and joy is something that you embrace as a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So that would make a lot of sense. What obstacles do you find, you know, with your clients who they're trying to get their life back on track after maybe something negative happened to them? What's the one obstacle that you find that you have a hard time shaking loose?
I think there always are generally more than one. One that comes to mind right now, as I'm just coming off of working with clients this morning, is the idea that there's this sort of euphoria of a place where bad things don't happen. Or the concept or idea that if I do it a certain way, everything will be okay, when in reality, there's always going to be changes. And grieving, or oftentimes people are like stuck in the, well, mm-hmm. they're grieving the loss of something they wanted it to be, not what it actually is. So if you can stay in the present moment and really look at it, I'm specifically thinking of someone who's just gotten a divorce or their spouse has cheated on them or whatever, and they're grieving the loss of this amazing relationship when in reality that's not really what they had. And so when we get real, I think so what gets in people's way is not being real and being in the moment, being factual.
Right. And yeah, you mentioned about regrets and aches and pains and divorces and things that people deal with. From an anatomy point of view, I'll just share this. When you break a bone and that bone heals, it heals 10 times stronger. In fact, you're more likely to break a bone that has never been through a trauma than you are to ever re-break a bone that has healed and made a comeback. I think life is like that. I think when we break, we heal stronger, and look forward for the breaks. Look forward for the trials and tribulations. They make you who you are. You have to go through them to become stronger. And, you know, so many people sit there and live life of regrets, but those regrets turn into what's called go-gets. And I love taking regrets into go-gets, and that's what people really need to focus on, at least from my perspective. What do you think about, experiencing stress? You know, this show's about stress. What could they do? I know stress could be money issues, could be marriage issues. If somebody is stressful, do you believe in affirmations, breathing, nutrition? What's your key to keep you stress-free?
I think the first thing is to be present in the moment, because it isn't until you're really present with how much stress you have, or maybe it isn't even the amount of stress, it's the way that you handle it or don't handle it. Then after you take inventory of just how stressful that situation is, you can make choices about the type of care that you need, whether it's, you know, going to the gym, taking a walk, chiropractic care, seeing a physician, coming to see someone like myself, reading a book, going on a vacation, eating well. It isn't until you really, really get present that mm-hmm. you can determine what you need.
What about, I've always thought that people need something to look forward to. So you have to plan something. Could be a vacation in 6 months, something where you're for half a year, 3 months, whatever that scheduled time is, you've got something to wake up and look forward to. And again, back with the routine thing, I think that, you know, people, same old makes you stressed. Same old brings you no promotion in work. And what's your opinion on writing down goals? Are you a big advocate of writing down goals that you want to reach?
I like to think of them more as an intention than a goal. Because a lot of times when we have a goal, unless we're really, really conscious about it, then it becomes an attachment. And if I have a goal to run a marathon and then something happens and my body isn't able to do it, or someone passes in the family and I have to go to a funeral and I can't make that marathon, then there's a spot and an opportunity for sadness, stress, whatever. If we write our goals down more as an intention, of what we want to call in, but then leaving room for the universe to provide for us, I think then writing goals is useful.
Well, that is great information, and thank you so much, Cheyenne, for being here with us today. To learn more or to get the new book, Clarity, Wisdom, and Harmony, go to www.CheyenneMeese.com. That's CheyenneMeese.com. And remember, listeners, to live your best stress-free life, you have to really, really look inside yourself, take your deep breaths, eat the right foods, and get some great exercise. And if you missed anything from this show or want to listen to any of our past shows, you can go to yourgoodhealth.com and listen anytime on demand or download the shows. Share them with your friends. Put them on your Facebook page and listen to them on your phones and your iPads, because that's how we spread this great information around. For me, Melanie Cole, and Dr. David Friedman, have a great day.